An effort to build a new, sustainable, and energy self-sufficient community on Pine Ridge is underway. The Thunder Valley CDC held a groundbreaking near Sharp's Corner on Pine Ridge for the new housing development and community. Hundreds of people, including a number of federal and tribal dignitaries, attended. The event comes with an announcement of major funding made available through the federal government for the project. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Nick Tilson sees the groundbreaking at the Thunder Valley CDC as an historic event that signifies a tide change on Pine Ridge.
Today is the beginning of the end of poverty on Pine Ridge.
Tilson is the executive director of the Thunder Valley CDC. He spoke just before the entire crowd of community members lined up in front of a set of shovels to each take a turn at the official groundbreaking. Tilson says this project is different than housing efforts in the past, in part because it's bottom-up.
This work was derived by the grassroots people here on Pine Ridge coming together to make a change and make a difference for our community.
Tilson and others involved say they found ways around the barriers that restricted tribal housing and community building in the past. He says those barriers include a lack of access to funding and extensive government red tape.
We're taking ownership over our future by creating opportunities that are grounded in what we want for our future. And so I think that over the next 3 to 5 years, you're definitely going to see a lot of building happening here, streets and water and sewer and houses and facilities, these things coming up. But I think you're also going to see this project replicated all throughout Indian country because this project is providing inspiration to people everywhere.
Tilson's work is championed by President Barack Obama. The recent federal designation of Pine Ridge as a promise zone also fast-tracks government funding for community projects like the Thunder Valley CDC. Officials with the USDA announced a grant of nearly $2 million for the project. Tilson says phase one over the next 3 to 5 years includes 21 homes, up to 100 multifamily units, a workforce development center, and a sustainable ag education center, plus other facilities. The overall housing shortage on Pine Ridge is much bigger than this community. Economic development officials estimate the cost for infrastructure and housing needed for this tribe alone exceeds $1 billion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.